Hello, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Well, I'm just curious as to the status of an order I made recently.
Okay,
Is my account number ready?
I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database, and I apologize for this delay.
Oh, you're fine. It's a subscription.
And I thank you for your patience.
Oh, you're fine.
I'm just having to load the database because it closed itself down due to a period of inactivity. We just haven't
Right.
been that, yeah, we just haven't been that very busy today. And the system is loading all the necessary resources and components that it needs in order to operate in a very highly secure and highly encrypted manner for your information security. And it won't be too much longer now.
You're
And
good.
can you provide the last name associated with the order?
It will be KEYS
And your zip code.
45385.
Okay, thank you. Is this for the Star Trek? What is this? SE. I'm trying to figure it out. Let's see what it says. Star Trek Enterprise D buildup.
Yes, I'm waiting on the second shipment of kits. It got charged to my bank account last month, and it still hasn't given me any shipment notification.
Okay, can you confirm the first name associated with the order?
That would be Chase,
And
CHASE,
the address.
210 Lake Street, Xenia, Ohio.
And finally, the email address.
KEYS. CA31538 at Gmail.
Okay, thank you. And I do see that the order for the second shipment was sent over to the warehouse for fulfillment on March 30th, and it will be shipping out as quickly as possible. I don't have any information pertaining to what the delay is, aside from possibly the current warehouse transition. We've been going through a transition from one warehouse to another warehouse, and I do believe it is taking some time and slowing things down a bit. But it will definitely be shipping out as soon as possible. And what you saw on your account in regards to the charge of 6140, that was simply a pre-authorization. So the funds have not left your bank. They're just on hold because the
Oh,
bank,
okay.
yeah. Yeah, because basically the way it works is like a merchant like us, we did a check to say, okay, is this money available? And the bank said, yes, we'll put it on hold because we're expecting you to send a product to this customer. And so the bank's waiting for us to send you your product before they move the transaction from a pending transaction to a posted transaction So when the product actually ships, the pending transaction will become a posted transaction. But keep an eye on your bank account, because some banks, after a period of time, if the charge has been pending and the company hasn't requested the funds, they'll just drop the pending charge, give you back access to the money, and then you could end up spending that money. And then when the charge actually occurs because of the shipment, it could put you into an overdraft if you didn't have enough funds to cover it.
Yep, makes sense. So I just wanted to make sure the ball was still rolling on it. I just got curious.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah, see, I just wanted to make you aware about how it works in regards to the authorizations, and that they can fall off and create problems, because I have spoken with customers who were not aware of how that works. And, you know, when they had the authorization, they thought that was the actual charge, but then the authorization fell off. And so when they check their bank account, you know, they say, okay, well, I have $80. Cool. So they go spend their $80, and then a little bit later they get hit with the charge for their shipment, and then it causes them to get overdraft. And then how banks are. Oh, well, if they had to cover that charge for you, boy, they're going to charge you, you know, $30 to $40 for that overdraft fee, which is absolutely insane, in my personal opinion. I don't think it should be that severe. I don't think they should charge it at all, as long as it's cleared up within a matter of, you know, give you 30 days at least. You know, hey, they covered the charge. If you can clear it up within 30 days, then no overdraft fee. But that's not how it works. They're just like, hey, we covered you, so here, now you can pay us an extra $30 to $40. So I just wanted to let you know how that works, so that you don't end up in that situation, because I don't want you to end up being an angry customer like some of the other people who got hit with an overdraft, who were understandably angry because they just didn't understand how that process worked.
Well, I certainly appreciate it.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And I apologize that your shipment hasn't shipped out as of yet. I also apologize even more that I don't have any information to let me know when it's going to ship, but it will be shipping out as quickly as possible.
All righty, I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
Nope, that'll do.
Okay, I'd like to thank you for calling Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.